Hello and welcome, everyone. I'm Dr. Ed Stavel. I'm a dentist practicing here in San Antonio, and with me today is my associate, Dr. Mark Joseph Williamson. Dr. Williamson, how are you today?
I am doing so well. How are you?
Wonderful, wonderful. We have a very, very interesting show today. A lot of material to cover, new material, and that's one of the things that we try to do is bring you new things that you have not been exposed to, and it makes it so much fun for us as being a dentist to find these new procedures and new systems and so on. Now, let me tell you a little bit about Dr. Williamson. We're so happy to have him on board. He is a recent graduate of the advanced program, AGD program, it's called, out at the dental school, and his resume is incredible. He has been recognized for achievement in oral pathology and reconstruction and pharmacology, and he's made top grades all the way through dental school and all the way through UT school as in biology and biochemistry, and it's just incredible what he does. And so he's with us now and is such a great, great addition to our team. He has many, many awards that he's earned, pharmacology awards, university honors, College of Natural Sciences, College Scholar, pathology awards. Am I leaving anything out?
No, that sounds pretty complete.
It's just amazing.
I can't tell you how amazing it's been to practice with you, because I can actually put some of these talents to work, just in terms of the technology, biologically based dentistry, that kind of thing.
Well, it's you've been such a wonderful addition, and we really appreciate having you on board. And so today, you can call in. I don't have a guest. I have my associate here, Dr. Williamson, and he is so knowledgeable. Between the two of us, we can probably answer the majority of questions that you ply us with. So don't hesitate to call if you have a dental question that you're trying to figure out a solution for, or if you have an oral health question and you're trying to tie into the systemic health. And just give us a call. The number, of course, is 210-599-5555. 210-599-5555. And, of course, we have a podcast. There's no charge for the podcast. It's staffelDDS.podomatic.com. There's about 9 or 10 years on that. I've been doing this radio show for about 20 years, however, and have just enjoyed it immensely. And, of course, here, don't hesitate to always remember to tune in 4 to 5 on Sunday afternoons, KTSA 550 AM, and now on FM 107.1. Our website is sanantoniodentist.net. So one of the things that we want to talk about today are new technologies, and some of them aren't new, but they're new to the scene. For instance, there's one in particular that's getting a lot of attention now, and it's called silver diamine fluoride. And this is an option for more effective dental care. And one of the things that we're going to do, that Dr. Williamson and I are going to do, we're going to develop a program to help people prepare for their retirement years and their assisted living years. And this silver diamine fluoride is one of the preventative things, because as people are living longer and the population of the United States continues to increase, we need to rethink the need for prevention in oral health care. Because we see these patients that come in and their mouths are just so devastated, and this is after they waited till they're retired.
Mm-hmm.
And just tell us what you saw
recently.
And then
by that point, any dental disease is so well developed, treating it effectively becomes a major challenge. it'd be so easy if we could access these patients earlier in the process and sort of intervene when things aren't so difficult.
Yeah, yeah. So we're going to try to put together a program that's going to be able to guide you as you move towards your retirement years and beyond, so that you'll have the skills to and the oral health and prevention. And for instance, this silver diamine fluoride is just one option for more effective dental care, and it's something that's been around for a very long time. It's been around for 50 years in Japan, so it's something that is new to the United States, because we have to go through the FDA approval, which they have. And always been used as a desensitizer for adults over 21 years of age for a long time. But it can be used as either a standalone therapy as part of a restorative therapy, that is a filling type of therapy. And the fact that it stops the growth of bacteria, remineralizes the tooth, and hardens treated lesions has generated the most excitement among U.S. dentists in the past few years. And so in addition to arresting caries or decay, the sodium diamine fluoride also acts as a disclosing agent. That is, it shows up where a decay spot is. So there are just a lot of features that this brings, and it also acts as a catalyst for the chemical reaction for staining or showing up where decay may be. So this is really something. It's very valuable for helping people that may not be in a position to get all their teeth fixed at one time and may need to have a program to extend that out.
You know, what's interesting is that staining you alluded to, it's a major strength in identifying the decay, but then it's also sort of a weakness in that if you have decay on the surface of a tooth that shows, that area does become black.
Yes.
So in some people, it's a really nice intermediate treatment, but that tooth will ultimately need a filling or a crown or something to that effect.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, this is one thing. And then we have another thing called Lolos, and this is a very interesting thing. It's designed like a candy mint or lozenge, and it is extract of licorice without the licorice taste, and it has an amazing property of taking and removing you take a course of 10 of these, 10 for 10 days, 2 a day, and it will block and remove the strep mutans, which is the bacteria that causes decay. So this is something that we put in the prevention thing that we have.
And it tastes fantastic. That's the other thing I would add.
It does. Yeah. It really tastes good.
Another interesting thing, did you know it comes as a sucker, basically?
Yeah.
Which I didn't know. I had been marketing it as, or describing uh-huh. it as something that's just a lozenge. Uh-huh. But for somebody who's younger, where maybe a lozenge isn't appropriate, the sucker is kind of nice.
Oh, it is. And so this is another preventative thing. And then another thing that just came out, and this is very interesting. It's a water pick. Everybody knows what a water pick is, I'm sure. And an automatic toothbrush, electric toothbrush. Well, they got together and combined the two so that you have the automatic toothbrush or the electric toothbrush, and then inside that brush head is a nozzle so that you can do flossing, water flossing, as well as using the water pick brush. And so we'll have these in place pretty soon. I'm sure you can get them. They'll probably be in stores all over the place, Target and Water, and Walmart and so on. And they're not expensive on top of that. So this is something that really looks good, especially for people. The way we look at it is people who have a hard time with handling their home care. This is a great, great tool that can help with the, people who have a hard time cleansing their mouth and so on. So we're really looking forward to having this. I didn't believe it at first, nobody believed it at first, but then I went back and checked the advertisement. So we'll have that in the office, I'm sure, in a week, unless they're back ordered. Looks like a great, great process. So we're always excited about bringing these new techniques because that's what it's all about, that we can prevent decay because there's so much need for dental care, and the more we can get this information out, the better it is. So Dr. Williams and I are currently developing a plan to help patients with their oral health as they approach retirement and assisted living residency. So you'll hear much more about this in coming programs. And that for now, if you are approaching retirement, let us help you and counsel you with this event. And we have these preventative things that we're so excited about. They're working well. We've been using them in our office for a little while now. And it's great. I've been at this a long time, and it is so great to be able to switch to more of a preventative mode. Mm-hmm. For helping patients, especially the older demographic, which are the most needy. The older demographic of the patients, all the money goes from the government and the state goes to Medicaid, to children through the CHIPS program and through the Medicaid dental program. But older people don't get any, do they?
Not that I know of, no.
And so it's up to you to be informed on these things, and we can help you with it. And we're going to really double down on this and help you so much so that you can prevent these problems as you move into your retirement years, because that's when your cash flow changes.
I can't tell you how much some of the preventive strategies make our job easier.
Yes.
For instance, we talk about somebody who's older, maybe has chronically dry mouth due to medications.
Yes.
Develops decay on a root surface. As a dentist, that's so, so hard to treat.
Yes.
You bend your back. It's difficult to see. But if you can treat that with a little SDF non-invasively without anesthesia, it's wonderful. So it's great from the dentist's perspective also.
Oh, it is. It is. It's so exciting for us as dentists to be able to bring new programs to this very needy group of people, demographic. So, one of the things that I want to talk about, I've talked about this before and I'm going to talk about it a lot more, but just want to briefly run it by because it's so terribly important. First of all, there was an article that talked about why adults forego dental care, because American adults, it says, are more likely to forego dental care than any other type of health care, which is interesting. So the reasoning for this phenomenon was previously believed to be exclusively due to cost. However, surveys also show that cost is not as big a barrier to dental care as years past. It's interestingly that a pretty sizable percentage of adults feel that they do not require dental care. And then there are people who lack the time to schedule and follow through with an appointment. So these are some of the things we're trying to address, and we make sure that your time is respected, because my gosh, time is all we have. It's so important. And these results demonstrate that adults are neglecting dental care because they don't see the necessity, nor are they willing to sacrifice the time, which is so important. And we respect your time. We do. We run our office very efficiently. And if you call in with an emergency, we're going to see you right away on that. And of course, it's Dr. Staffel and Williamson, and our office number is 210-341-2569, 541-2569, and we can get you in. Usually when you call, we'll have time for that. But back to prevention and your dental care. I talked before about gingivitis should be the last stand. And gingivitis is infected gums, nothing more, not infected bone, but just infected gums. If your gums bleed when you floss, your gums bleed when you use a toothpick, your gums bleed when you brush, that's gingivitis. Or when you go to the dentist and the hygienist probes around and creates a lot of bleeding, that's gingivitis. That should be the last stand. And the reason is, it's real simple. You can change that gingivitis.
It's reversible. Yeah,
right. It is totally reversible. And you can do it in 2 weeks or less. So there's no reason to have any bleeding and any reports on gum pockets and so on. Now, the key thing to keep in mind is that the body is very unique. And when you let that gingivitis or gingival inflammation, infection in the gums continue, then the body sends up this heavy-duty system that's going to, the bad bacteria build up and start attacking the bone, the body sends these heavy-duty, like artillery, so to speak, that's going to clear out these bad bugs. But there's only one problem with that. When that happens, the body uses the same forces to wipe out the bad bacteria. It starts wiping out your own
bone.
So it's one of those things, if you don't stop the inflammation. So tell us how this works.
So I see it as sort of a continuum. Gingivitis is early inflammation. You're still reversible. That's the time to treat it. When it progresses to what we call periodontitis, there's actually bone loss and loss of gum tissue. So the idea is it's great to intervene when you're still in the gingivitis stage versus when you get to the periodontal disease stage. It's much more advanced and much more difficult to treat.
Well, that's a key thing to keep in mind. If you have any kind of gum bleeding, get it fixed up. Get it cleared up. Don't let it get into the bone, because once you get into the bone, you have a whole different problem. And the body's defenses that are marshaled to clear up those bad bacteria in the bone, the same toxic chemicals and the same heavy-duty bacteria are going to wipe out your own bone. So it becomes a really difficult thing for you moving forward. And this goes into the prevention. So just wanted to touch on that for a little bit, because we've talked about it before. We'll talk about it a lot more. It is so terribly important that you keep that in mind.
And that's another thing where there's sort of some systemic involvement, where different people respond differently.
Right.
So some people, given the same amount of plaque, would have a lot more inflammation than somebody else. A lot of it depends on genetics.
Yes.
Other systemic diseases like diabetes. So it's really important to get because if you're an at-risk individual, you want to address these things very early on.
That's a great point. Now then, another new thing that we're going to talk about, we're so excited about, really, really excited about, a new high-tech patient-friendly system. And then this process is called photobiomodulation. Now, this is a very unique thing. It's been around a long time in medicine, but it's pretty new in dentistry. And orthodontists are really jumping on board of this, because it accelerates orthodontic treatment, especially even if you're in wires or even if you're in Invisalign. And it's using what's called photobiomodulation. And that's what's so fascinating is we've got this system that uses light to accelerate movement of the teeth safely and cut down your time. For instance, if you're in an Invisalign case and you have a series of so many aligners, and it's over maybe a two-year period of time that you're supposed to wear these 22 hours a day, by using this light 5 minutes a day on the upper arch and 5 minutes a day on the lower arch, it's going to cut your time down 50% or more. And so this is a huge, huge advance. And it's just a simple example of light energy. It's very safe. And the general philosophy correlates to the light energy conversions of photobiomodulation and the application of therapeutic light in the near-infrared wavelength range. And it's been observed to increase the cellular metabolism. And this process can be used in orthodontics to help benefit the biologic effects in stressed tissues as teeth are moved. So this is just a major, major breakthrough. And it's a simple device that you put in your mouth. It's comfortable. You sit and close on it. Let it sit in your mouth for 5 minutes on the upper arch, and then you turn it over and let it sit in the lower arch for 5 minutes. And that's all there is, once a day. And it'll cut the time down drastically as far as the number of frequency and change of the aligners. For instance, if you are typically changing aligners every 2 weeks, it's going to cut it down to 1 week. If you're doing it for 1 week, it's going to cut it down to 3.5 days. It's just amazing how this works, and it's totally safe. So over 80 years of research in photobiomodulation, more than 5,000 articles have been published on the effects of photobiomodulation, and the German biochemist Otto Warburg, who won about 31 Nobel Prizes in his career, first noticed that applying specific frequencies of light to cellular stimulation stimulated their activity. Now, this was way, way back in, must have been in the 1930s. Now, it's a USDA, it's a United States FDA cleared Class II medical device for patients receiving fixed appliance, that is wires, or aligner treatments like Invisalign or Clear Correct. And the regulatory approvals have also been received in the European Union, in Canada, Australia, as well as other countries. So the device is designed to be used by patients on a daily basis for 5 minutes in each arch, either at home or while traveling. So it's a very small device, and it recharges automatically when you put it in the cradle. And the clinical evidence acquired to date shows a significant reduction in treatment time for patients undergoing orthodontic treatment. Now, we have some things to choose along that line. There's high-frequency vibration, which is another process which uses a vibrating device that you chew on and do it for the same amount of time. But it is a totally different principle. And then, of course, there's a pretty strong surgical procedure called wicodonics, which also moves the teeth very effectively and protects the gums and so on. So in choosing these advanced things, this photomodulation has really looks like it's the thing that we want to use the most. And it's new, but it's really valuable. And now the question is, why do you think this is a value? Well, first of all, you won't get tired of wearing the appliances, because mm-hmm. you're going to be out of treatment 50% or less time. And one of the reasons we do so much of this, patients usually want straight teeth. Mm-hmm. That's the main reason for doing orthodontics. To the dentist, that's secondary. The main thing that we want to do is to have arrangement of teeth that they can be cleaned and kept clean, and we don't have these difficulty areas that need special attention, developing periodontitis. And also, talk to us a little bit about what happens when patients been through orthodontics, and then they get into their adult years. They haven't worn their retention of any kind. The teeth start crowding up, and then they start losing gum tissue. Talk to us about what you do there.
Yeah,
and what happens.
So a lot of times we'll see with previous orthodontic treatment a loss of gum tissue adjacent to a tooth. As long as that tooth is still positioned within sort of the favorable position in the jawbone, we can actually do what's called a connective tissue graft, where we can harvest a little tissue from another location in the mouth and then basically reproduce that gum tissue that was lost. And that's important, number one, aesthetically or just for looks, but number two, protecting that exposed root surface is so, so important because it prevents sensitivity, prevents getting any decay there.
As well as the longevity of the tooth.
Absolutely.
Because those teeth are programmed to last you 80-plus years, and they can, with help of the dentist and help of the hygienist. And that's where the prevention really comes in, and that's where one of the valuable things, I think, with Invisalign is what I've been doing this since started out in about 2001. And the process has just gotten better and better, and the correction of these problems, these crowded situations with teeth where you can cleanse better, and yes, they look beautiful, but that's the secondary thing. The primary thing is having those teeth last, and there's nothing like a healthy tooth and getting it, keeping it from getting beat up, from having too much function on the tooth, getting the teeth balanced. It's just phenomenal what we can do with the Invisalign system.
And specifically where at least I see crowding a lot are below our front teeth of adults.
Yes.
And a lot of times that crowding makes hygiene really, really difficult. So to me, that's easily fixed with Invisalign.
So the process is called OrthoPulse. Light accelerated orthodontics, and it reduces the orthodontic treatment time. It's easily able to you're easily able to incorporate 10 minutes of OrthoPulse treatments into your daily routine. 5 minutes on the upper arch, 5 minutes on the lower arch, and you do that every day the whole time you're in there, and then in this process, and then you also have an app that can be put on that can help you give your time, keep track of your time.
That's what I think is so cool. So the OrthoPulse device syncs via Bluetooth to your phone, either Apple or Android, so it can remind you if you're not using the device as instructed. It'll give you feedback on how often you're using it, so it's very neat.
Now, there's some other scientific things. Like it increases the energy available to a cell by increasing and normalizing metabolism, which is sort of unusual. We're talking about photobiomodulation. It also increases reactive oxygen species production and mitochondrial signaling, thereby stimulating and suppressing factors of DNA and RNA synthesis. Now, this is something real interesting because you've heard me talk so many times about Neo40 or Human N. It induces nitric oxide production through absorption of photons by nitric oxide synthase. This is an enzyme, thereby increasing the micro and regional blood flow and osteoclastic activity. So this is another thing we're talking about, nitric oxide, and how it helps with the moving the teeth, and this photobiomodulation helps with inducing nitric oxide into the jaw. So this is getting a little technical there, but just want you to know how valuable this is and how much study has gone into this. There's no clinically significant route absorption, and there's about at least 54% reduction in time to achieve anterior alignment. And it's just absolutely amazing how this works. And especially another great advantage is if you are doing a long distance tooth straightening case, you don't have to come in all the time. You just need that light. It's portable. It charges automatically. And it's another great thing that's coming along in dentistry. You'll hear a lot about this, the OrthoPulse. The orthodontists are apparently really embracing this heavily because it speeds their work, both in straight wire or wire straightening, as well as in the Invisalign or clear aligner process. And so they have embraced this, or are in the process of embracing this, quite readily. Now, I want to talk briefly about one of the things that we do, and that is fear and anxiety is a very, very common problem with dental patients. And we have been working on this and creating a special, very comfortable dental treatment. And now we have, with Dr. Williamson, we have an addition that is the IV sedation. IV sedation is what every every oral surgeon and every periodontist does to help comfort their patients. Now tell us what you do with
it. Sure. So it's a huge advantage. I'd compare it to an oral sedation, which means basically taking a pill. With the IV, what's really, really nice is we start an intravenous line, which is actually more comfortable than you'd imagine. What remains in your vein is just a little flexible piece of tubing. And the advantage is we can add sedation medicine on an as-needed basis. So everybody's different. That's what makes planning a oral sedation so, so difficult, is based on metabolism. It's kind of hard to know how much drug to administer for an oral sedation. With the IV, the drugs take effect within 60 seconds. So if somebody isn't adequately sedated, add a little bit more medicine. It's very, very easy.
So when a person comes in and they express fear and anxiety, we can design a system that works for them for just about any case.
Mm-hmm.
They are healthy. That is, if you are in very poor health, heart-wise, and there, of course, a classification that doesn't allow that, that's a different situation where you have to be monitored in a hospital and mm-hmm. so on. But where you're in reasonably good health, we have different systems. We have the NUCOM, the fabulous NUCOM, and then to take the NUCOM and combine it with laughing gas, oh my gosh, that is just a wonderful, wonderful system of relaying your discomfort or your anxiety and your fear. It's a biologic equivalent of the departure lounge for the sleep train. It's wonderful. It's just a wonderful way that is with NUCOM and the nitrous oxide. And then, of course, we have the oral sedation pills. They work beautifully for people that have high fear and high anxiety. And then, of course, with the IV sedation, that also is very effective. And so we can handle just about any situation, the majority of situations that a person is presenting to us with high fear and high anxiety. And that's at Dr. Staffel and Williamson. And our phone number is 210-341 2569, 210-341-2569, and we will be glad to see you. We'll be glad to help you approach your, figure out a system that will approach your high fear and your high anxiety that will keep you comfortable. You'll have the most comfortable dental experience that can be created. And don't hesitate to give us a call, Dr. Staffelin Williamson, and our number is 210-341-2569. 210-341-2569. So give us a call. We have some open lines. If you have a dental question or if you'd like some information on what we've been talking about, the number is 210-599-5555, and here at KTSA, we'll be happy to help you. Now, the one of the things that we're finding and want to bring to your attention that there are so many wonderful, I don't want to call them gadgets. There's so many cleaning devices that can help people regardless of what kind of problem that they're having. We have these sonic toothbrushes. We have little picks that go between the teeth without damaging the gums. We want you to get happy about your oral hygiene because these teeth are they're designed to last you for a lifetime or 80 plus years, and you have to have dental care and you have to have hygiene care, however, to pull that off. So this is why teeth are so wonderful, and we're here to help you preserve them. Let me go to the lines and go to Sylvia. How are you, Sylvia? Sylvia? Sylvia?
This is Wade.
I'm Wade. I'm sorry. They had another name there.
That's all right.
Okay.
No problem. I just had a quick question, and I currently have two cracked teeth that are not presenting problems, and I haven't addressed that. And
okay.
Is that a major issue not to address it right now or wait till there are symptoms? Or
you do not want to wait till you address it, till you have symptoms, and I'll tell you why. There is nothing as valuable as a tooth that has a live nerve in it and live blood supply. And that's just what I was talking about. It's designed to last you 80-plus years, and it will. But if you wait until you have a symptom, that means the nerve is going to be damaged and it's going to be dying. Then you're going to need a root canal, or the tooth may split further in a way like it was split all the way through the roots of the tooth and it has to be extracted.
Uh-huh.
Then you have the problem of a replacement, and it just goes on and on and on. So you do not want to wait. That's just what we were talking about. It's so important to not forego your dental care. It's your teeth are too valuable, and to be able to sit. I was talking about this last week. You go to a nice restaurant or restaurant that you like, and you have the ambiance. It's some place that you're pleasantly that you like, and the food is great. But if you have something bothering you on your teeth, it really ruins the experience. It changes everything around. So teeth are so very, very important. Not just for the enjoyment of your food and the efficiency of your food, but also for your oral health and long term. Their teeth do so many things of keeping your jaws out of pain and keeping your temporomandibular joint healthy and keeping your facial tissues contoured. And when you let a tooth go until you're forced, and you never know, you're not necessarily going to know when you have infection, and that infection can spread throughout your body and you never know it, contributing to all kinds of medical conditions. So this, in answer to your question, teeth this should rise to a priority situation in your life.
Okay. And with a cracked one, I know it's a difficult question, but
you're going to put a crown on it. You're typically going to put a crown on it if the nerve is okay.
I've had a couple of onlays or inlays years ago, probably 20 plus years.
And yes, sir.
Do they still do that, or is that possible for a cracked tooth, or is it going to be a crown?
It's possible, but you've got to have enough tooth structure in order to support an inlay or an onlay. And from the length of time that you're talking about, you're probably going to have multiple fractures that run all the way through that tooth so that you don't have the ability to protect that tooth with an inlay or an onlay. An inlay or an onlay is designed for the tooth to do most of the support, but now you're in a situation where the crown is going to have to support the tooth. So you're better off to do a crown, because they can stand. Our materials and our adhesives are tremendous, and they can give you great service like what you had before. But you've been – we expect a lot of our teeth. You chew with pressures of 900 pounds per square inch, sometimes more. That's half a ton. And so your teeth can't repair themselves. And we expect a lot of our teeth. And so for this reason, you want that tooth protected as best as you can so that you'll get another 15 or 20 years out of it.
And I would say the biggest plus of doing the crown versus the inlay or onlay is the crown mechanically encircles the entire tooth.
Yes.
And it's analogous to when you break a bone, you put a splint on it to stabilize it. The crown provides that same action for the fractured tooth.
Yes.
And inlay or onlay, hard to do that.
That is correct.
Okay. Well, the inlay and I think I have one of each, and those are not the issues. It's
right.
Like two different teeth. And those have been holding steady.
Yes.
As far as I can tell.
Yes, but when a tooth is already cracked like that, you'll have multiple micro fractures in addition to what you see.
Oh.
And for instance, when that that damaged tooth is removed and we put an intraoral camera and it blows it up 20 times, we can see fractures that you couldn't see with the naked eye. And then the other problem is the interior of the tooth, the outside of the tooth is enamel and it's similar to porcelain. The interior of the tooth is more like bone. It is flexible. There are millions of little tubules that make up that root, and they are flexible, and they harbor bacteria a lot easier and are destroyed a lot easier than the outside of the tooth, which is the enamel coating. And so when you've been chewing on this tooth as long as you have and with the pressures, there's going to be a lot more damage than is just apparent from that fracture that you're aware of now. And when you look at it from an x-ray and when you look at it from an intraoral camera view, you'll see all kinds of things there you'll understand why you want the strongest system be able to chew and protect that nerve. Protection of the nerve is everything. That is everything. Does that answer your question?
Yes, it does, and I really appreciate it. And I try to listen to you as often as I can, but you have a great show, a great program.
Well, thank you. Well, thank you for calling.
You bet. Y'all have a great day.
Thank you.
You too.
You too.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Okay. So, give us a call, and 599-210-599-5555. So, I think what we've tried to get across today is pretty simple. Prevention is such a valuable procedure, and we have all these new techniques that have come down the line just in a few years. Now, were you taught these in dental school?
Some, yes. So SDF came onto the scene in our setting.
Yeah.
Maybe in the last 2 years.
Yeah.
And that was in my residency, not in dental school.
Yeah.
Although I know that they are using SDF in the student clinic now as well. But some of the stuff like Lolos, I had never heard of. So
yeah.
It's really neat.
Yeah. Well, we stay on top of all these things, and so that's why I think it's so important. I think we're going to have a lot of fun with this. Dr. Williams and I are developing a system that we can help people who are facing retirement in 5 or 10 years and eventually going into assisted living, because what we see people who are in these situations, it's a problem. And the other thing is, of course, this is with teeth that we're talking about, but the connection between the teeth and the gums to your systemic health and your cardiovascular health, your diabetes, your stroke, all these issues, your teeth have a definite effect and a definite contribution to them if you have infected teeth. And back to the caller, you want to avoid, if at all possible, you want to avoid a root canal. Of course, root canals are very effective and very efficient. But if you can keep a tooth alive, you want to keep it alive, and you want to do the best treatment that you can to keep that tooth alive. There's nothing like a natural tooth. And we do implants. We do a great job on implants. I've been doing dental implants since 1978. And have watched the systems change and improve. But at the same time, you still want a natural tooth with a live nerve and blood vessels in that tooth. So this is the process that you want to keep. You don't want to forego your dental care. That's what it's all about. You need to prioritize your teeth. Because again, there's nothing like teeth. And if you see, these beautiful ads on television about teeth in a day and all in four and so on. Well, when you get to a situation like that, you really have a lot of problems that you've been through to get there. Not only that, you have an enormous expense to get treatment from that.
And just to clarify, all on four refers to extraction of generally all the remaining teeth, at least in one arch, and then a non-removable or a fixed prosthesis that stays on those implants.
Right, right. And so, again, it goes back to prevention. Oh my gosh, there's absolutely nothing as valuable. And we have these things for prevention. Back to the soda, the silver diamine fluoride. You put that on at least about every 6 months, and that will postpone having treatment done. You can probably get by for 2 or 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's very possible, or even more. And then we have another procedure where you have a little bit of a small etching of decay. It hasn't gone through the enamel yet. And this uses a special procedure and puts resin into that lesion because it hasn't gotten through the enamel yet. And that stops decay. That's another very valuable preventative procedure.
And the other big plus is it's very comfortable. There's
yes.
No anesthesia.
Yes.
So it's a very easily done and very valuable method.
Yes. And then the low lows, you take those every 3 months. Take 10 of those times 2 a day. Every 3 months, every 4 months, or every 6 months, depending upon how active your decay problem is. And that's going to change and remove the strep mutans, which is the bacteria that causes decay. So that puts a whole different preventative thing. That's a real game changer. So we have these new things, and then now this new Waterpik flosser toothbrush. Mm-hmm. I can't wait to get that. That looks so neat.
Yeah, let me add one more thing.
Yeah.
Excuse me. On the Icon resin infiltration, we had discussed it in the context of early decay, preventing it from spreading. What's really nice is people who have had conventional orthodontic therapy often have kind of chalky, hypomineralized areas on their teeth, and this Icon can kind of reduce the appearance of those areas or eliminate the appearance, again, without any local anesthesia shots, so it's very non-invasive.
Yes, yes. And then, of course, we have the laser, which can do a lot of tooth structure decay removal with a very unique cutting system. Lasers are, of course, we've been using those for a long time. That's not new, but these preventive things are. Let me go to James. James, how are you today?
I'm okay. How are you doing, Doc?
I'm doing marvelous. How can
I have just a quick question.
Yes, sir.
Are you still practicing, or do you have
yes.
a dental license?
Do what? Do what?
So are you still practicing, or do you have your dental license?
Oh, I'm still practicing with a dental license. Yes, sir.
I just have fun with that.
Yeah, I'm glad you do. That's great.
Anyway, I listen to the program constantly. My radio stays on this channel.
Uh-huh.
I knew Ricky and all of them.
Sure.
Anyway, I'm an older gentleman. I'm 70.
Yes, sir.
And I've had people tell me different things about implants.
Yes.
How much? I've heard $1,000 a tooth or more than that, and I can afford a little bit now. Can I afford implants?
Well, we have a wide range of systems to choose from, and it depends upon what the requirements are, how much load that tooth is going to take, how much is it going to support a bridge, is it going to have enough bone, but it can implant, dental implant can range anywhere from $500 to $2,000. Plus,
wow.
You have a crown on top of that. So it can be very pricey.
Or just for the sake of clarity, maybe not even a crown on top. You might have a denture on top.
Right.
It just kind of depends on the status of the rest of your dentition.
Right. You can have a partial or a denture sitting on top of that. Now, one of the things that you consider, if you're retired, the dental school does some awfully good work along this line. They have residency programs, and they can have some very economical. Talk to us
Absolutely.
About that.
Absolutely. I think at the dental school, a dental implant itself is about $900. The crown that goes on top might be about another $800 or so.
That's a bargain.
So that's probably the cheapest anywhere is my thought.
So you might keep that in mind. The dental school has a wonderful, wonderful program for doing that type of thing.
The dental school actually did my upper dentures that I have now.
Oh, well, okay. You're in great shape, yeah. Well,
and
you know,
right now I'm 100% VA. And I'm thinking about getting
The VA has
my teeth cleaned, and I don't know if the VA does implants.
They do.
Oh,
The VA has a residency called an AEGD, or Advanced Education in General Dentistry. It's an excellent residency, and they do lots of implants. So my impression.
I didn't know if they would put them in, or if they just did restorative.
No,
they will do the entire spectrum.
They do the whole thing, and they also send if they're too jammed up, they will send you to a dentist outside their program. But the VA has an outstanding program for dental implants and has for years.
I'm going to have to check on that then.
Oh, gosh, yes, dude. That's your best bet.
Because they're already going to make me new dentures for my upper.
Well, get him to put some in.
When he looked at my dentures, he wasn't happy. He said, "Who did these for you?"
Well, get him to put some implants in. All right, thank you so much, and thank you for listening. Y'all have a great weekend and a great day today, and a great week.